بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. Perched atop a holy hill, I was confident when I arrived at Zaytuna 4 years ago that the college would provide me a refuge from the chaos and crudity of modernity, a haven from whence I could acquire knowledge and arm myself against secularism and other post-enlightenment doctrines that threaten our fragile and nascent communities. I envisioned myself as al-Ghazali's deliverer from error, moved by the political imagination of Ibn Khaldun and the ethical philosophy of Raghib al-Isfahani. It surprised me then when, on the first day of our summer Arabic intensive, I was forced to open Alif Ba Ta, an introduction to Arabic letters and sounds. For the next 6 weeks, I did nothing but acquaint myself with the nooks and crannies of the Arabic alphabet. In my first semester that fall, one of our first assignments was to read a book titled How to Read a Book. And in Tajweed, we recited Al-Fatiha over and over until we could elongate its vowels without counting beats on our fingers. It was a semester of more basics and beginnings. Perhaps the greatest learning was facilitated by those around me. When your cohort challenges your intellectual and cultural assumptions, when teachers ask you to defend your rhetorical choices and your moral claims, and when your dorm mates request that you abdicate your individualism for the sake of communal harmony, that is when the real education begins. As Zaytuna evolved, I found myself evolving with it. Emily Dickinson's words best describe this transformation: to learn the transport by the pain as blind men learn the sun. My transport began with leaving my family home 4 years ago. Then I found a new home at Zaytuna, only to be displaced by the pandemic for 2 years. Returning this year, which culminated with spending the blessed month of Ramadan within this serene and spiritual place, I found a home within. I turned inward. All the external turmoil and transformations necessitated internal ones. Through it all, I recognized the value of a liberal arts education steeped within Islam's moral dimensions. With the tools of learning bequeathed by our teachers from their own teachers, we are able to discern the real from the apparent, the wheat from the chaff, and to seek to understand truth with a capital T. Our teachers' patience with our fallibility and our moral missteps, as well as their gentle reminders, open our hearts to a tradition we can trace back to the nurturing of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by God himself. And in the arena of student life at the Zaytuna campus, in the lively and stimulating interactions in the kitchens of Sophia Hall, the corridors of the Al-Alusi and Euclid dormitories, and the patio of the Bin Bayah classroom building, that is where the tradition of our perennial teachers comes alive. Imam al-Ghazali maintains that there is no more beautiful, complete, and perfect world in possibility than what is. It is our belief that God's actions define true wisdom. Divine generosity and wisdom require the simultaneous creation of the perfect and the imperfect. As long as the imperfect is not created, the perfect will remain unknown. And at a place like Zaytuna, where the curriculum is challenging, where policies are demanding, and where young hearts are both critical and comforting, God's wisdom is clairvoyantly manifest. I once thought Zaytuna was just another step in my education that began at an early age, but it was only the very first step. There is no room for water in a brimming vessel. As I graduate now, I know that I've only just begun to unlearn those notions that sever us from God and dislodge him from the center of the cosmic order. I came to Zaytuna certain that I was a flower, only to find I was merely a seed. When that facade began to rupture under the rigor of studies that fired my mind and pierced my soul, then I beheld the reality of my nation state. In this light, and speaking for my cohort, I want to express our heartfelt gratitude first to President Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, Imam Zaid Shakir, and Dr. Hatem Bezian for setting the bedrock for this historic institution so that seeds may find a place to grow. And we are grateful to our teachers who persevere with patience to tend to cohort after cohort of seeds who think they are flowers. Many thanks to Zaytuna's entire staff who keep this garden flourishing and the seeds organized, and to all those members of the community who support the college with their prayers and their financial gifts. We are ever grateful to you for your visionary efforts in cultivating this garden. And to our families, particularly our parents, thank you for trusting this garden with your seeds so that we may grow. To my underclassmen, thank you for teaching me. And to my upperclassmen, thank you for believing in me. It was an honor to seek God's pleasure with you. To those classes who came before us, thank you for courageously paving the way so that we may journey with greater ease. To my small yet potent cohort, Rayan, Iman, Salman, and Rubar, thank you for growing with me. I want to close with utmost gratitude to God, the sustainer of this regenerative garden. May he allow us to grow under the light of his noble emissary, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Peace and blessings be upon him. May he preserve Zaytuna College, its roots, its branches, its fruit, and its seeds. May he forgive us for our shortcomings, and may he be pleased with us upon our return to him, hopefully as flowers. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan.